Survivor time. Oh, man, week one is tough. I think we say that most weeks, but we think we know everything about these teams because we spend so many hours studying it and looking at it, and in some cases regurgitating what a lot of other people are saying. We don't know anything. That's the reality. That's why most years, like a lot of people point to last year in Survivor, like, oh, well, it was so crazy early on. That's every year. We don't know which teams are good. There are teams that are near the top of their division and they end up going to the basement and reverse it, right? It's a worst to first, first to worst league for a reason. We think we know about these teams. We have no idea. People thought Bo Nix was trash a year ago. We didn't know which rookie quarterbacks were going to be good. We have no idea this year. But that's the NFL. That's why we love it, and we love to bet on it. Joe O, Sammy P, this is BetSweats, BetMGM Network, also live on X, bet_sweats. Check us out on YouTube, betmgmnetwork.com. Takes you right to the Odyssey app. All right, we start with Survivor, and I didn't think tonight's game would be part of the conversation, but it feels like, Sam, it has to be. You quickly threw it out there before. Why don't you tell me the reaction that you were getting when you threw out Eagles? I'll just say that, you know, I've got a lot of spots to cover at the moment. Zero of them are on Philadelphia for a number of different reasons, even though they're right there next to Denver as far as the biggest favorite.
It's wild because I do like the Cowboys given the number. I think +8.5 is a decent bet tonight, which we've already talked about. But I don't think the Cowboys are going to win. And you do have many, many people that do Survivor that are good at Survivor telling me you got to save the Eagles. Not necessarily save them for the end of the season, like week 13, 14, 15 or whatever. But you have to save them because they're a Thanksgiving team and they play Chicago. Okay, fine. Understood. I've every year I've saved teams and mapped things out, I lose in the second week.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I've learned that I just need to kind of go with the flow as I do in life. People don't want to hear that, but that's fine. The one year I mapped out the entire season, and I've told this story many, many times, and you probably heard it 10 times now, but if somebody new is listening, I mapped out the entire season, and I did the grid, and I had my whole game plan. And then I lost week one on Jacksonville. Jacksonville beat Indy, and then Jacksonville proceeded to lose every game the rest of the way. So I have two specific examples where I mapped the entire season out and got knocked out. Also, last year we did two entries. Tell me how the Detroit Lions went 15-2, and I picked them week two, and they lost to Tampa. One of their two losses last year knocked me out of Survivor.
Oh, my God.
I know.
A few years ago? Jacksonville wins week one, kicks everybody out, and they don't win again?
Yeah, that's the year I'm talking about. It was either 2020 or 2021. They lost to they beat the Colts and then went 1-15. And I look back at the end of the year like, maybe it's me. So the Philly pushback is real because people want to save Philly for either down the road or for Black Friday. They play the Bears Black Friday. I understand it. I just want to get through the first month, Joe. That's all I want to do, and then see what happens.
So I forgot that I have Survivor rules saved on the Notes app, and I had to search it because I don't remember the last time I made any adjustments. I'll just rifle through them quickly. I know half of these rules were put together because I was pissed after I got eliminated. I'm never doing that again. Well, you got to make a pick. And if you're like me and you have a number of entries, you probably have to pick a few different teams because you don't want it all on one team. So that's kind of where I'm coming from with some of this. All right. Rule number one, never divisional matchups. We've got a lot of divisional matchups coming up this week. We can go over that. Number two, never Jaguars. Well, we know why. Number three, don't fade Death Swag. Yeah, I was mad when Bears had a death and I went against the Bears with the Commanders game. That one was interesting. Might want to back a baby bump. Quarterback has a baby, probably going to have a big game. You might want to back that team, whether they're good or not. I said never Thursday night football. We have a Thursday night football game with a massive point spread tonight. Don't know if that really is relevant with the first game. Here's what's interesting. Split up picks. If you have multiple entries, split them up. I was probably mad that I lost multiple picks on a game. Don't overreact to depleted secondary. This one actually stood out to me as something to consider because a lot of times with injuries, sometimes we go too far. And like with the Parsons move, we're probably going too far with the point spread. How much it's moved in favor of Green Bay, how much it's moved away from Dallas in this game tonight. And so I find that interesting. Fade show consensus. I mean, consensus and fading the consensus in general is a good idea. So that was some of them. Divisional matchup, Sam. Let's start there. Tonight's a divisional matchup. Washington, New York Giants, 6-point spread, divisional matchup. Cincinnati, Cleveland, numbers 5, divisional matchup. San Francisco, Seattle, Green Bay, Detroit, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, a few others. A lot of divisional matchups to start the year.
I think we're going to have the number one pick be Denver. That's probably going to be where most people line up. And I saw some projections yesterday. I know Gertsch sent us a tweet in the Ramley thread that the projected number has Denver being the highest of all the entries. Denver probably number one. There it is, Survivor Atlas. So their projections, and again, these are projections, Denver 32%, Arizona 24%, Washington 13%, Cincy 9%, Philly 9%. Philly only 9%? That's where I was coming from. My initial thought was Philly. And nobody wants to take Philly. You know me, though, Joe. That makes me like Philly even more. So I think if I had to power rate them, I would go probably Philly number one, Jacksonville number two. No Jags, though. I know. I'm surprised your list of Survivor strategy didn't have number one pick a winner like GRP does.
That's my favorite. That's one of my favorite clips that's out there that you can find on Twitter. GRP on, and he's giving his rules on win Survivor commandments.
His commandments.
He's never won Survivor. He's never come close to winning Survivor. He didn't enter Survivor, but the number one rule is pick a winner. Thanks, George. Appreciate it.
I have four commandments on Survivor. Number one, pick a winner. You lost it. Lost it last
year. That's a good one. Yep.
And remember, we had him on after week one. We had him on after week one. And in week two, he liked the Bears. And he had the new Bears hat on with the tag on the back hanging out of the side. It was awesome. Awesome.
Yes, it was. Okay, so another good resource, SurvivorGrid.com. And if you go there, what they do is for every team, they put star, like a future value on it. And they give 3 stars to Philadelphia. So I'm looking at other spots. The Giants, they get in week 6 and week 8. So maybe thinking you might want to need them there. You mentioned if you play Circa, why you would want to say Philadelphia. And also week 15, they're in very early double-digit favorite against Vegas in Philadelphia. They don't have the most future value, but there's a good amount of spots where you would want to take them. You know, the Giants won divisional matchup, but maybe the Raiders spot, we don't know how good they're going to be. Maybe Chicago, as you mentioned in week 13, there's a decent amount of future value. I'll just say this, like I'm not off of Philly tonight because of the divisional matchup. I'm off of Philly tonight because Dak is healthy, because Dak has weapons. Now the run game sucks and it's probably going to suck all year. But, you know, all the noise of Banner Night, I'm just not interested in taking Philly in Survivor. And I'm with the consensus. I know it's not like 50%, and I hate that I'm there. Denver makes the most amount of sense.
Sure.
We got the highest point spread. At home early in the year, they dominate. Dealing with elevation, rookie quarterback, Titans awful, worst ATS record in the year. They'll be better, but I don't think it's going to change that much. We just need them to win. And you got a rookie quarterback making his debut against maybe the best defense in the NFL. So, I mean, Denver's the best play. I mean, I'm going to have most spots on the Denver Broncos.
Okay. The issue with Denver in these massive pools, when you have 20,000 people in a pool potentially, like in Circa, you need to avoid the most popular side because you're not going to win ideally if you're on the number one side. So it's very difficult. Like if you're in a pool with 100 people, sure, you could go Denver. But if you're in a pool with a $20 million pot potentially, it's difficult to get to Denver only because you have so many people you have to navigate. What's up, Paul?
No, so with this, and I had the same thought on Denver, but like this early, don't you, it's not as much
it's spread
of a factor.
Out. It's
you can't
spread
win
out.
This week. You can't win. Like if Denver goes out and you avoid them, you still got a hell of a mountain to climb. So like, in general, yes, and I've been not wanting to take Denver this week for part of that reason. I also think the Titans might be a little more frisky than I'd like to believe. But, like, I was having this conversation with Dan yesterday. We split an entry, and it's like I kind of was coming around on Denver. It's like, all right, we can't win this week. Even if we were to go with, like, let's say in Arizona and 30% of the pool goes out on Denver, there's still thousands and thousands of people in the pool.
There's one result that would floor me in the NFL this week. Only one. It's the Titans going to Denver and winning. I would be surprised. So would I wouldn't be floored if the Cowboys won tonight. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know.
I wanted to go Niners. I came in Niners hot, Eagles hot. Nope. Nope. All right. Here we go.
I think it's a large point spread, but we can get to it. Arizona has almost no future value, and they're a 6.5-point favorite against Spencer Rattler. I think that's a strong pick as well. So I would put them in my top two. Joe O, Sammy P, bunch of great guests next hour, Ian Harditz. But next, Shea and Irving on his Cowboys, the BetMGM Network.